presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim was confronted by a strange young woman who held him and Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn at the point of a gun while she ordered Jacques Labat out of the cafe and back to her plantation. Although she gave no name nor any identification, Jim was given to understand that she was the boss of the hulking French-Canadian, and that if Jim harmed any of her men or crossed her path again, she would kill him. In the meantime, the Reverend Chalmers and the native guide reached the part of the jungle in which the mysterious ceremonies were being held. And within the sound of the terrifying tom-toms, Loki, the native, suddenly disappeared, apparently deserting the missionary. Back at the hotel, as Jim told Lynn Chalmers he would take her to her father, Kolu came running with the news that a white man who was dying was asking for him. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. For Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. Striding impatiently up and down the palm-shaded veranda of a plantation house is the strange young woman who threatened Jungle Jim in the cafe. Suddenly, she stops her pacing and crashes a huge Chinese gong hanging by the door of the house.
Boy! Where are you? Come here.
Yes, missy. Come plenty hurry.
You'd better come plenty hurry. I'll strip the hide off you.
Yes, missy. What can do for missy?
Where's Labar?
No, see, missy.
He hasn't come back yet?
No, see, missy.
I wonder what he's up to now.
Missy, look, see, he come now.
So he is. All right, boy, get out of here. I don't need you now.
Yes, see, missy.
Labar!
Where, boss? What you want, eh?
Come here, you thick-headed fool. Where have you been?
Oh, my God, I think maybe you're hungry with Jacques Labar. Eh?
I told you to come straight back to the plantation, didn't I?
Mais oui. That what you say, that what I do.
I've been waiting almost half an hour for you. What kept you?
Well, Jacques Labar, she come quick, she can.
I don't believe you. What trouble have you started now?
I no stop anything, boss. I finish some business in the town, and I come straight to the plantation, like you say.
I told you what you'd get if I didn't find you here when I got back.
No, boss, don't whip Jacques Labar. She don't do nothing to get whipped.
Just disobeyed my orders, that's all. I'll teach
Missy,
you to disobey.
Missy, don't keep good news.
I'll punish you later, Labar. Go to your quarters.
All right, boss, I go.
What is it, Loki?
Missy, Loki do like you say.
Good. You brought the missionary into the bush.
Yesy.
How'd you do it?
Mission 2 on leave for Burawani. Loki go after. When get to Burawani, Loki hear mission 2 on ask for guide. Him say want to see Mumbo Jumbo.
Splendid. So you said you'd guide him.
Yesy, missy. Loki tell mission 2 on Loki no.
And he fell for it.
Yes.
Loki, you're a good boy. Number one boy. Go on, what'd you do then?
Loki and mission 2 on get in engine boat. Guide mission 2 on long way. Loki say no can go more. We walk.
And he believed you?
Yeti, missy. Mission 2 on tie up boat. Walk in bush.
And the tom-toms, Loki, could you hear them?
Yeti, missy. Mission 2 on hear drums. Mission 2 on think we near Mumbo Jumbo.
Then you left him, as I told you.
Yeti, missy. Loki run away into bush. Mission 2 on call. Loki, no answer.
Well, I guess we've got the Reverend Manly Chalmers right where we want him.
Mission 2 on not there now.
What? Not there? What happened? Is he dead?
Oh, no, missy. Mission 2 on not dead. He gone back, Burawani.
Back to... Loki, how did he escape?
Loki ran away, mission 2 on. No can come back. Loki watch mission 2 on walk back to engine boat. Start back, Burawani.
I see. You're right, Loki. You couldn't let him see you after you deserted him. He'd never trust you again.
No, missy.
So he's started back to Burawani, has he? We'll see about that.
Jungle Jim and Kolu are hurrying to the scene of the mysterious shooting.
Young fella, him shot bad, Tuan Jim.
Young fellow?
Yes, he, Tuan Jim. Him got black eye. Lip all cut bad here.
Why, that sounds like the same kid Jacques Labar beat up. Who shot him, Kolu?
Kolu, no. No fella see. Native boy find white young fella. He asked for you.
If it's the same kid, I saved him from that brute Labat, or at least I thought I did. The French-Canadian threatened to kill him.
Tuan Jim.
What?
Look, see.
What?
Mission, Tuan. From engine boat.
The Reverend Chalmers. I don't know what's brought him back so soon, but it looks like he'll be needed over there.
Glory be. Oh, what's going to happen next around here, Jim?
Almost anything, I should say, Pat.
Yeah, I tell you, man ain't safe anywhere nowadays, and that's the truth.
Yeah, not to mention a kid. And that one was... Well, what are you bringing that big bottle for, Pat?
For two reasons. First, a drop of this good whiskey might revive the young lad. And second, if any trouble starts, it'll come in handy to use for a shillelagh.
I've heard that expression before, but what does it mean, Pat?
It means a club or a cudgel, and it comes from the name of a town in Ireland, Shillelagh, famous for its oaks.
Mission Tuan stop boat at dock. He get out.
So he does. Come on, Pat. Kolu, let's hurry.
I'll bet my shirt that girl with the 45 or her gorilla of a French-Canadian did this, Jim.
I shouldn't be surprised, Pat. I didn't like the looks of that pair.
Ah, Labat's the ugliest specimen of a human I ever saw. And the girl is the beautifulest creature living. I tell you, Jim, with a little taming, she'd make a man a fine mate.
Stand back, everybody, please.
Reverend, it seems as though you've returned in time.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Glad to see you, Reverend. This is a bit of medicine I have here.
That's very kind of you, Flynn, but I don't think it'll be needed.
How is he, Reverend? Won't he?
Too late, son. This boy is dead.
The Lord have mercy on him.
Dead. And we didn't get a chance to find out who he was.
I bet you one big fella Labat he do this, Tuan Jim.
Well, that's something we can't prove, I'm afraid. If the kid had lived until we got to him, we might have been able to have found out who did the shooting.
Does anyone know this lad?
No, Reverend. We never saw him until today.
Is there anybody to take charge of the body?
There is that. I'll see to it, Reverend. Just leave everything to Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn.
Very well, Flynn. Let me know when everything is prepared and I'll read the service.
I will that, Reverend. Come on now, boys. Lend a hand here.
Kolu.
Hmm?
Help Tuan Flynn.
Yes, he Tuan, Jim.
Reverend, you come with me. I've got a surprise for you.
Meanwhile, back at the plantation, a big black seaplane circles for a landing. And comes to rest like a huge black fly on the surface of the stagnant water.
Hey, boss, how you make out?
I didn't make out. Chalmers managed to get away.
What? One man in motorboat get away from you in airplane?
He had too much of a start on me by the time Loki got here with his report. When I flew over to Burawani, I saw him heading down the river back to his village.
You saw him? By God, Jacques Lapin, let no one get away.
No, I suppose you wouldn't.
No, by God, I fix him like... Anyway, I fix...
Like you almost fixed that kid. And you saw what you let yourself in for down there. You had everybody up in arms defending him. That black and blue face of yours ought to remind you of that.
That jungle, Jim. I fix him for that.
You fix those automatic hammers at the end of your arms, Labat. I've told you before, we have other ways of settling our score.
I know, but Jacques Labat, she got her own way. Nobody get away from Jacques Labat.
The kid got away, didn't he?
Why you no land her plane and fix that missionary fella?
Because if anything happened to him after he left Burawani, the authorities would start a big investigation. We don't want anybody asking us any questions. You know that.
I know.
So our missionary is safe as long as he doesn't come this side of Burawani.
By God, you one smart fellow, boss. Things happen in jungle. Nobody to blame, eh?
Congratulations, Labat. You're beginning to show signs of having a brain in that flat skull of yours.
What we do now, boss?
Get everything ready for the ceremony. Understand?
Sure, boss. I fix.
Where's Loki?
Someplace. That fellow, she like one eel.
I'll find him. Give me that hammer. Loki! I've got some work for him to do.
Yesy, missy?
Come here, Loki. The missionary got away from us.
Yesy, missy?
But he'll be back. Now, I want you to go down to Burawani and watch for him.
Yesy, missy.
See that he gets one of our boys to guide him when he comes back.
Yesy, missy. Loki do.
And tell your brothers to sound the call. mumbo-jumbo at the same place tonight.
Back at the hotel, Jungle Jim has brought the missionary and his daughter together.
Well, I hardly expected to see you so soon, Lynn, my dear. I'm glad to see you.
Jim was going to take me to you if you hadn't returned, Father. I don't know whether I'm glad or sorry you came back.
Well, you'd better be glad, young lady. The jungle is no place for a girl like you.
Jim is right, Lynn. It's a good thing I got back before you started. You might never have found me.
Oh, I never thought of that. What a terrible experience you must have had.
I told you Colo and I had better go alone with you, Reverend.
Yes, you did, Jim. But I gave you reasons for my going alone, and they still stand.
I don't know what your reasons are, Father. But you're not going alone the next time.
That's right, Lynn. I'm going with him, whether he gives me permission or not.
And so am I.
I like your spirit, daughter. But I must exercise parental authority and say no.
You said I wasn't to follow you out here when I finished school. But here I am.
Yes, I know. But that was your mother's doing. She wanted you with her. And that's where you're going, to join her in Singapore by the next steamer.
Is that so? Well, you just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
When you start off into the jungle country, I'm going with you.
Oh, no.
Two heads are better than one, you know. Why, it's a miracle you got back to your motorboat after that villain of a native deserted you.
God is always watching over his servants, my dear.
I know, Father. But you're not going to get out of my sight again.
Come in.
Is the Reverend here?
Yes, here I am, Finn.
Begging your pardon for interrupting, but we're ready for the service now.
I'll be there directly.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Just hand me my prayer book, Lynn, please.
Here it is, Father.
Thank you.
But before you leave, I want you to promise that I can go with you wherever you go.
You heard what I said, daughter. You're joining your mother in Singapore. Come on, Jim. They're waiting for us.
I'm with you, sir. Your father's right, Lynn. Better do what he says.
Where he goes, I go.
Come along, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jim, I have no idea who killed this poor lad, but I do know that white men are dying like flies out there in the bush. And I know there's some new religion sprung up among the natives, a savage, brutal cult. I've heard their throbbing tom-toms. As a man of the cloth, Jim, I must investigate.
But you also know, sir, the natives in the northern jungle are cannibals. You may be killed.
Oh, yes, I know. It's not myself I'm worrying about. It's Lynn. You heard her insist on following me wherever I go.
Well, she's foolish if she follows you this time.
She isn't going to follow me.
Why not, sir?
I know how to make sure of that.
What will happen when Jungle Jim and the Reverend Chalmers brave the unknown dangers of the backcountry to investigate the mysteries of this new jungle religion? Be sure and be with us next week for a continuation of these exciting adventures way down at the southernmost tip of Asia. And don't miss the full-color action pictures portraying the scenes you have just heard dramatized. These pictures appear in the Comic Weekly, distributed next Sunday with your Hearst newspaper. And by the way, have you become a member of the Poster Stamp Collectors Club? If not, start next Sunday by getting the Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper, cutting out the poster stamps and pasting them in the official album, which is available at all stores. And now, goodbye until next week, when we will be back with the continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.